Ay, sí.
Zero three.
Wendy! You went to my do Wendy! Wendy, you don't have a good answer! Wendy, wait!
04.
Soweto,
28-year-old miner dies in an underground accident at Mopani Mines. State Lodge residents are demanded 24-hour operations at Palabana Children's Health Trust. In African news, a frustration are mounting as Benoni residents in Johannesburg are left without electricity. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. A 28-year-old employee of a Reliant mining company has died following a tragic underground accident at Mopani Copper Mines in Mofarila District, Copper Belt Province. The incident occurred on January 31st, 2026, around 16:30 hours. The deceased Christopher Katongo, a resident of Kamuchanga Township, was operating a bomber machine underground when he reportedly fell off and was run over, sustaining fatal injuries. The matter was reported to police at 23:50 hours by Luyando Chikuka, aged 21, of Kitwe. Confirming the incident, a Copper Belt commanding officer, Mwala Yuyi, said Katongo was rushed to Malcolm Watson Minor Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Mr. Yuyi says a scene visit was conducted underground involving police, a magistrate, Mopani Mines officials, and relatives of the deceased, adding that investigations are ongoing. Residents of Lusaka's State Lodge area have complained about the early closure of Palamana Children's Trust Clinic, saying the situation is putting lives at risk. The residents are told a Kombon Radio News crew that the clinic closes at 17 hours, making it difficult to access medical care during nighttime emergencies. They say patients who fall ill at night are often forced to travel to Chilenje or Mikango Barracks for treatment, while those who cannot afford transport are left to wait until the clinic reopens the following day. The residents lament that the situation has, in some cases, led to avoidable deaths. They have since appealed to the Minister of Health to upgrade the Palamana Children's Trust Clinic to 24-hour operation.
before we turn our time, we need to see the people.
I'm going to go to the house. Ubuera ofela niko komeo manje tsanga la branji but fakire ko bantu kapenda manga kwani 77 za 24 hours service not in
balere dawa ja poka dwala 24 hours ati kumitango kuchirenje ma uzapenze kati uli bendrama ya kuti bookinge moto kwa kuenda kuchirenje apa clinic ilipo.
Meanwhile, residents have also called for the establishment of the labor ward at the health post, saying the absence of maternity services has resulted in home deliveries during emergencies. Some residents of Lusaka's Kamala area have commended the power utility company ZESCO for switching off electricity supply to flood-prone areas during periods of heavy rainfall, saying the move helps prevent electrocution. The residents spoken to by a Kombon radio news crew said although power outages are often inconveniencing, the measure is necessary to protect lives, especially those of children who are more vulnerable to exposed cables during floods.
When our men are already from the Vazesco, Virginia Marais, into Chabuna Manning, because of no saving a Miozavan, that my flat man, the Angana Manning in Manumba, hello, my light, just one as him. Because we are Mongoziambi, the Angachiti, so please, when you are done that, you can understand. Because my light, Yen Angana Peter Pansi, Yen Angus, when I came, Musha Mawaya, the song at Vazesco, Virginia Marais. Because ya manyumba maflati ya chabwanji, manyumba manzi angena manyumba.
Anyway, they have done well to protect the lives of people. Because with the flooding, we can have electric shock.
Meanwhile, a resident of Lusaka's Chalala area, Ernest Piri, says while the power switches off improve our safety, they also negatively affect our businesses that depend on electricity for daily operations. Mr. Piri has appealed to ZESCO to consider alternative safety measures that can reduce the disruptions to businesses during the rainy season.
Because maneke duaya na manzi sama gilizana so because ni more harm than manzi taika that should be there watu at the same time they are also affecting those people mabada shop na masaloons because they need power more. So that one that should be the reason why yama zimia malai because maneke duaya sama tezika mapo sometimes ni manyumba manzi ya fika muamba achani pa switch pali maneke duaya and kapa hivi nali ya semu nyumba mwuzi. So all those things they try to avoid people from dying through the same water situation. So what the issue at hand up is, I don't know, it's 50-50. They're trying to protect the citizens, at the same time also the citizens are being affected.
Parent Teachers Association Chairperson for Kasan Sama Primary School in Mukushi District, Stephen Mululo, has welcomed the government's initiative to connect electricity to Kasan Sama area, describing it as a major boost to development. Mr. Mululo made the remarks during the handover ceremony of the power connectivity project, where he commended the government for prioritizing rural electrification. He said the electricity connection will help improve education, health services, and economic activities in the area. Mr. Mululo has further appealed to members of the public to cooperate during the implementation of the project, noting that the development will bring improved service delivery and socio-economic growth to the community.
Kuno kumwezo wa business ya aliwelela sana kunu makumula ndiwa kukana kwa tamalaiti. twatikwata ama wedding machine twatikwata nomba tiya kufoma mkuu mukocherele zvinhu zvese miri mwai ndiyo tungakabira kubomba kumalai lero amulando akwati ubushikovo twalero lero akwati amalai twatuletere kuafrica tuli ava ansansa kabiri chindiyo chanenga kabira kukulanda kofe kuri mwimwe mwevo amalai yakapita.